Welcome everybody. The next speaker is going to be Miika Adder Saukko. He's going to be talking about the Mitre, like introduction to Mitre attack framework. This talk of his is it was initially planned to be a like a 45 minutes hour long talk, but it's like now you get the really kind of condensed version of it in 20 minutes. So please give a big hand and welcome Miika Adder on the stage.
Hello, hello. And let's open this up.
Yes.
So, hello, Miika Saukko from Finland. Just to explain the other thing, it's my last name in English. So, for that. So, this is an introduction to Mitre attack framework for risk managers and threat analysts. So, it's like a selection of stuff, mostly managerial, maybe not so overly technical. They say that every time you first mention the attack, you have to have the C in there, so you now you can see it. Then you don't. So this is the short agenda. So there's few things, overview, something about me, and a brief introduction to attack itself, and then I have some demo-like things. So me, I'm a lead security consultant in the Finnish consulting company called Huld. I'm mostly doing standards and auditing stuff and risk management and all that. Been working for other things previously, professionally and not so professionally. I think Tarlab, the hackerspace I founded, is still the one of the world's northernmost hackerspaces. So please, no way, do more. So been to few camps. This is my fifth chaos camp and four camps in Netherlands. And I am not a professional speaker, so I might be bad. So please bear with me. You can find me from Mastodon and Matrix if you need, or from Village Salmiakki in Cold North. So what is an attack framework? It's a free to use, free to do whatever framework from Mitre. It's launched initially in 2015. It's updated twice a year. It's now version 13.1. It's always 0.1, that's kind of year's second version. It's updated now in summer to the kind of second time for this year. It has three main categories. So one is the attack enterprise, so basically the normal stuff. And then it has an ICS and mobile kind of sub things, or like this other frameworks. You can see on the end, if you can see the white thing, it has, it's a kind of a menu of the attack framework. So it has cloud and enterprise stuff and mobile and ICS and all that. The enterprise framework is the kind of main one. But they are all kind of red, used in the same way. It collects this public threat intelligence or research. Includes information about 22 these kind of attack campaigns, so to say, and they have analyzed 740 pieces of different kind of software for it. The framework consists of 14 tactics, 196 techniques, and 411 sub-techniques. I say this because one of the reasons for this talk is that people always say that I opened the attack framework page and it's huge. It's an intimidating thing. So that's why it looks like this or something like this. So there's millions of things, but it's not meant to be like read from first sentence to last one. It's a tool, it's not a book to read. So it has a lot of stuff, but you don't have to read it all, basically. You don't need to also see that. So this is the first thing I saw when I someone said, okay, we're using attack framework something, and I was like, what? I don't want to do this at all. So it's a little bit daunting, the first sight. When you get further down the path, it's more daunting. There's even more stuff in it. But I'll explain a few main things. So the tactic, I said, so there's 14 tactics. It's the attacker goal or outcome or the why someone's doing something. They want to achieve a thing. Then there's techniques under each tactic. That's how can I get this thing done? So how to do something. And then there's these sub techniques that are like, for example, brute forcing, you can do it in different ways. Oh, like you can guess passwords in different ways, and brute forcing is one of them. So brute forcing is a detailed sub technique for a one technique. Then, because this is for risk managers, there's a risk kind of set that, okay, we have this attacker who's using default valid account to gain initial access to company server. That's like a risk sentence, kind of. And then you can basically see there's colors you cannot see now, but basically the default valid account is a technique. The default one is a sub-technique of it. And initial access is the thing they want to achieve. The matrix is read left, right. So basically, you take a column, there's something in the column of the tactic. You have to do the stuff on the left side of it first to get to this column, and then next thing you can do or will do or might want to do is the one on the right. Is this right? Yes. And this is a kind of what is it called? Demo of it. Bad demo. So basically, for example, there's a tactic called discovery. It has a technique called cloud infrastructure discovery. When you get, you discover what cloud things the company has, then you can start exploiting or start making lateral movement in it. So it has this remote services thing in the next column, and then you might move to collection part that has this data from local system that you are doing. But it has lots of this. But basically, you can read it many ways. If you want to ask me other ways to read it, I can tell you later on. But basically, it gives you options how to get a point. It has kind of like you can draw a path to get somewhere. So you need to find out options. You need to way to move laterally, and then you need to actually do some bad stuff or get whatever information you are after. I also kind of talk about this. It has some other things in the end I'm not talking about, but main parts of this talk are risk identification. So for usual thing, risk managers ask me, okay, how do I know what risk I put to a risk map? How do I know them? What are the sources for it? And then for threat analysis or threat hunting kind of part is that, okay, what should we prepare for? What should we look at? What is the thing we should investigate? You can also use it for defense planning and red teaming and forensics and all that, but I'm not covering that now. So, for risk managers, how do I know what risks to manage? And how do I fill my risk registry? Yes, that's the word. So, for example, you can use your own experience or past incidents, but then you can use these frameworks to kind of seed it and get stuff into it. And I think I have a demo about it. So let me check if I have a demo about it. I'm also losing my mic. What did I do? Yes. This was something I was not. Yes, I'm in the right place. So basically, for example, what do you do for initial access? There's these things. There's drive-by compromise, exploit public-facing application, external remote services, And then, for example, these are the things you can put into your risk thing, or you can like start from this. So these are basically risks someone somewhere has already been using for doing bad stuff somewhere. Of course, you need to. It's not, you cannot just pick up stuff from here. You have to do some manual like thinking. Then I had some I can't use it, sorry. Yes. So then the second usually questions from risk managers is that I have a mitigation. We have a firewall. We are doing something. Does it cover something? What does it cover? What can we do with this mitigation part? And if this mitigation part thing, firewall, something costs a lot of money, can we get rid of it? If we get rid of it, what happens? What are the kind of risks? What happens if we get rid of this one thing? The kind of easy way to show find it is to go from there's this menu called mitigations, and then you can select enterprise from the mitigations menu. It has all these different ways of mitigating risks, for example. And then, for example, if you select network segmentation from the mitigation, there's a long list of things. You can see what techniques are addressed by the mitigation. It says, for example, network in segmentation can be used to isolate infrastructure components, and it's for adversary in the middle, or some people know it as bad guy in the middle technique. So basically it has some, if you need to explain yourself why you are using this amount of money to your board or manager or whoever, you can say, okay, we need network segmentation because these things, and there's quite many things. Well, I'm pretty sure people know what network segmentation is. If you don't, come ask me later. So basically you can use it for kind of find out what kind of things that mitigation can be against, let's say, yeah. Then about the threat analyst part, what are the threats we should prepare for? What are the things we should do in this company for what should I as a threat hunter or threat analyst do? There's this another tool, Attack Navigator, I'm going to show you. It's also from Mitre, but it's different. I have a link, it's in GitHub IO, so it's this interactive thing. So you can use this, create new layer, it has this same daunting thing, but then there's a search you can use. Searching for example password, and it will show you everything that has password in them. So basically it has 67 techniques that matches password somehow, and it has some other, like it has some mitigations. There's one campaign identified that's a SolarWinds compromise. It uses passwords for doing something, and then there's 14 pieces of malware steal or do something with your passwords. And then we can, for example, from techniques select all, and then it will highlight those things in the map you cannot see properly. And if you take, for example, this brute forcing is a one technique for credential access. And then there's three sub things for brute force. So there's credential stuffing, password cracking, password guessing, and password spraying. Those are the main password kind of things you can do bad things about. And then if you go to, for example, password guessing, you can right click, hopefully, and then go to it will go to this main attack framework, and you can again see kind of some examples. There's some APT groups who are doing something with password guessing, and then there's mitigation, all kind of list of mitigations you should do. You should use multi-factor authentication, password policies, you play some software, and all that. So that's the thing for that. And then last thing or next thing I have. We are using something. What are the threats we should take into account? And let's see it from the navigator again. No, not there. Let's go there. I did it before because I knew it will be short on time. So there's a containers. We are using containers in this company. So let's serve for containers. There's this one technique that says build image on host. Okay, let's view that. And it says, okay, what are the mitigations that you can use against it? Bad guys can do that. How can you detect it? And then there's references to places. And that was my thing about attack framework. Sorry, it was quite fast, but it was quite short time. So, like I said, you can find me in those two good places, and then it's a duck, but it should be some kind of cross thing nowadays. I have no idea what it's called. We have a village called Salmiakki in a cold north place, whatever it's called, habitat. And I will be on that end of the tent after this if you have anything to do, ask about attack framework or anything else. Thank you.
So yeah, thank you, Adar, for this. So please, we are limited with time, so please reach out to him through these channels. So those who cannot read the slides, the channels where you can find him as Adar, Nick on the Matrix, and Adar at Chaos Social, was it? In Mastodon.
InfoSec Exchange and Chaos Social both.
Okay, you have both, like InfoSec Exchange and Chaos Social.
Yes.
Perfect. So big hand of applause for Mika.
Thank you.